Vessels of God by Rachel Adams, read by Ellie Johnson. Now to Him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, Ephesians 3:20. Do you ever wonder if who you are and what you have to offer is enough? I certainly do. Even as Christians who know our identity in Christ, it's hard to live like it's true. We feel inadequate and insecure about our capabilities and gifts. We wonder if our everyday acts of obedience matter at all. In 2 Kings 4, we meet a woman who also felt like she had little to offer. Her sole possession was a pot of oil. Despite her lack, the prophet Elisha instructed her to borrow empty vessels to fill with oil. Fully aware that she had nothing to fill them with, she gathered them anyway. As she poured the oil into borrowed vessels, the oil never stopped flowing until all the vessels were full. She was abundantly blessed as a result of her active faith, not faith in herself, but faith in God working through her. The same is true of us. We may only have a little oil, but God's supply is more than enough to fill our empty vessels. And in God's graciousness, He has enough for us to continue pouring Him out into vessels around us so they are full too. This is the beauty of being a vessel of God. In and of ourselves, we aren't able, but God is more than able. As we allow Him to fill us, we can fill the world's empty spaces by using what He has given us. When we offer all we have, no matter how small and inadequate it may seem, we can trust God to turn it into immeasurably more than we can ask or imagine, Ephesians 3:20. Yes, we are fallible and frail containers, but we have treasure inside, 2 Corinthians 4, 7-9. Our contents are precious because we have the Holy Spirit dwelling within us. This fact alone should give us faith we can act on, knowing we have His power and provision within us in each moment and in every interaction. Since He is more than adequate, we no longer have to doubt our adequacy because we always have Him with us. This gift of His indwelling presence frees us from the pressures and expectations the world has placed on us, as well as those we have placed on ourselves. His work through us gives meaning to the mundane and confidence to our call. We can rely on Him to give us what we cannot produce on our own, Galatians 5:22. Friend, you have everything you need to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. It may not look like you thought, but God can use you as you are to fulfill His great purposes. Sometimes acting in faith may come naturally for us, and other times we may need to borrow our neighbor's faith like the widow borrowed her neighbor's vessels. But rest assured, God is working in you and you are enough just as you are. On seemingly big days and seemingly small, we are valuable to God when we give all we have to Him and watch what He can do with all we have to offer. Lord, help me to see I am able because You are able. Thank You for creating me in Your image and for giving me Your Holy Spirit to guide and empower me. I offer myself to You as an empty vessel to be filled by You and poured out so others may be filled by You too.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hey everybody, I'm Dale.
And I'm Tamara.
We're hosts of the Kynos Project podcast,
where we help you tackle ancient Christian truths in everyday settings.
To learn more and subscribe, go to lifeaudio.com.